Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas Rav Naftali Berabi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph tells us there's a machlokes if Bitul is done b'shishim or by 100, and it depends what you learn from Zeroya b'sheilo of a Nazir. A Nazir brings Shalom into Beis HaMikdash, and there's a part of the animal, the Zeroya, the hand, that he gives to the Kohen, but you have to cook the Zeroya together the rest of the animal. What about the fact that the Zeroya is going to give taste to the rest of the animal? You say it's batal in the rest of the animal. So the question is, how do you measure the rest of the animal? Is the rest of the animal 60 times the Zeroya? Or is it 100 times the Zeroya? And from here you learn the concept of bitul b'shishim or bitul b'meya. The Rishonim argue, is this a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabanan? In Rashi, it's mashma, it's a din d'oraisa gomer, the 60 and 100. And Tosfos learns it's only a smachta be'alma. Ba'al Kulpanim, this is the source, this idea, this concept of bitul, you learn from Zerua b'sheilo by Nazir. What's the pshat? What's the oimik that you learn specifically from Zerua b'sheilo? And in addition, there's a chiddush here that we don't have other places. As the Gemara tells us in Amud Beis, here you could go and cook the Zeroya b'sheilo with the rest of the animal, l'chatchila, that's the mitzvah. Usually when we say bitul of a iser, it's only b'dievet. If a iser fell into a pot, we say it's mutter. But you're not allowed to go mivata l'chatchila, you're not allowed to go take a iser and cancel it. Here you do it l'chatchila. So what is the oimik that we see here in Zeroya b'sheilo? The Ramah in Teres Ha'oilo Chelagim Perakai Nalef, he starts by saying that what's the idea of the Shlomim of a Nazir? Shlomim of a Nazir is not an indulgement. It's not a Tanugi Oilam Hazeh. It's a mitzvah to go and bring Shlomim. So the remez over here is, if you're doing things correctly, and you're coming and doing what you need to do in this world, and not trying to indulge too much, there's no Yisurim over here. And Shum Isur V'loi Hezek Yochol Azikoi. The Torah is telling you, you could take this Zeroya b'sheilo, which is Asur, and cook it together with the rest of the food. Don't worry about Yisurim if you're doing things L'Shem Shemaim, you're doing things the right way. Then Etziv, in his Pirush HaMikdavar, he says like this, a Nazir, when a Nazir did, when he went through the process of being a Nazir, he really elevated himself to be almost like a Kohen. He's not a Kohen because he's a Yisrael, but he has a Gedusha, which is very similar to the Kohen. And that's the idea over here, that you go and you take a Zeroya b'sheilo, which belongs to the Kohen, you mix it together with a piece of the Nazir, by doing a bitul, and then you're letting the Nazir eat it. Because you want the Nazir to have a little bit of a mixture of kehuna, because he's somewhat a shtik Kohen. He has a mile of a Kohen. And he goes on to say, that's the reason we also put the breads together. So the taste of the breads goes and mixes up. So this is really the concept here. The Torah tells you to mix it up, but you can't mix it up without a bitul, because l'maisa the nazir is not a kohen. So you mix it up in a way that will be the minimum amount to create a bitul. And that's the Gemara argues over here. What's the minimum amount? Is it 60 or is it 100? It can't be more than that, because I want the nazir to have some kind of a taste of the food of a kohen. Rav Shushan Raphael Hirsch in his Chumash, he says the following. He says, there is chazav v'shoik that you give to a kohen always. That's like a maila. Before you eat your food, you give something which is higher to the kohen, to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a Zeroya b'sheilo is a different message. You take the whole animal, you cook it together. This is your food. You have to give from your food to the kohen. You're not going to enjoy your food unless part of your food belongs to the kohen. Zeroya is power. Zeroya is koyach. You want to come and give a message that whatever we have, whatever is your food, whatever belongs to you, to the Nazir, it's coming from the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is represented by the Kohen. The only way you're enjoying Birkas Hashem is if you understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So part of your food has to go to the Kohen. Meaning, there's a message here to the Nazir. The message is that whatever you have in this world, it has in it, Birkas Hashem, it has in it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm taking the entire animal, I'm cooking it together with the Zeroya, which is Asur, because it belongs to Gavoya, and I'm giving it to you. You should know, within what you have something coming from above. And I saw someone mentioning that's specifically for a Nazir, because what happened to a Nazir? A Nazir for 30 days was Parush Min Olam Hazeh. He became Kaddish completely. Now he's going back to be a regular person. So the message you'd say, when you coin back, you should know, whatever you do in Olam Hazeh, all the Gashmias has within it some nitzot, something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Zroya B'Shelu, which is cooked together with the animal. And this as well explains the idea of the Bitul B'Rayv, it need to be 60 or 100, here's the source. Because here I want to come and do a Bitul, I want to cancel it, but the minimum amount to still have something. What is the minimum to go and cancel and put it into the food? From here you learn 60 or 100. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.